All right, I'm with Felix Bergeron, and I guess just first off, what's your position here with the jet boat races?
I'm the president of the Peace River Boating Association, so the races is just kind of one of our things we do to try to raise some money to take care of the boat launches here in the town of Peace River.
And a lot of work goes into, you know, promoting and pushing events and also planning and stuff like that. So how's it been, I guess, getting ready for the big weekend, and what kind of stuff do you have to deal with over the year?
So far, so good. We've had lots of support from our local communities, Northern Sunrise, Northern Lights, the town of Peace River. We get lots of help throughout the year, and there's lots of local businesses that are supporting us financially where they can, and also with manpower and in-kind donations. So I think we're pretty lucky. We've been at it now for, this is our 19th year in this club. Years previous to that, there was another club kind of doing some races, but every year kind of we get down to the last week before the races, and it's kind of a big crunch to get all the loose ends tied up and we go. But we're in good shape this year. We started putting this together back in January, so we've been out for 6 or 7 months, and we're just about ready.
How big is it to host an event like this in Peace River with a world-class racing like this? Peace River Gold Cup jet boat races. I mean, this is a big event.
It is, yeah. Usually it attracts more boats, not to toot our own horn, but usually we have more boats that come to race in Peace River than the neighboring Taylor Flats in Taylor, BC, or Grand Prairie. And it looks like so far, if all the boats that are telling me they're going to show up are going to be here, we should have 17, possibly 18 boats here. So again, a pretty good turnout compared to the other two races.
Let's talk about this weekend, starting with Friday. What's on the schedule?
So Friday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., we have our registration, technical inspection, and show and shine. And that's being held at the Misery Mountain Ski Chalet. And we also have a car show. And then Saturday, the first leg starts at 10 a.m. So we'll be racing around the North Island, I guess. So if you're familiar with the town of Peace River, there's a North End boat launch. And there's kind of an island that goes around there. So the boats will be racing around that island. They'll be starting. The start line is basically straight across from Riverfront Park. So the boats will start there and do a downstream start and do six laps around that island.
Nice.
And they'll be doing that. There should be four heats. And then in the afternoon, we're doing the South Peace River Island circuit. So it'll be a full day of racing. And then Sunday, the boats take off at 9 a.m. to head up the Smoky River all the way to Watino. At 1 o'clock, the boats start coming back from Watino to Peace River. And then we're going to have another short circuit around the South Peace River Island at 4 p.m. So those will probably only be 10 or 15-minute heats. And our awards banquet is at 6 p.m., and that will be held at Boston Pizza.
All right, perfect. And up on the shore, what do you have lined up for the spectators?
On shore, so at Riverfront Park, there's going to be some activities there for the kids, some face painting. There's going to be a couple people kind of trying to animate and help out with the kids. We have an event that we're not really divulging too much information about. Be kind of a surprise on Saturday morning. And of course, there's the farmers market are going to be at Riverfront Park and in Athabasca Hall. So more stuff to do for the family. Some people aren't as interested to watch the boats as others. So we're trying to cater to everybody. We're having also a beer gardens down just lower Riverfront Park for people that want to sit down and have a chat with other people and have a beverage and watch the boat races.
Awesome. Thanks for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.